Ben Simmons is certainly not greatest of all time. Bud Light, get tanked, happy hour. My name is Quimby. I am alongside number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas. How are you, sir? Yeah,
good evening. How you doing? His ghost stats for garbage of all time.
Oh, God. You know, I've been thinking all day about how to start this one off, and there's just
really no other way.
There's just no way. You know what? I'm gonna get the formalities out of the way right now, and then it is hard hit.
Yeah, because I shredded the preliminaries.
Yes. Yeah. So week 22 of I Pipe Sean McVay's fiance.
Yes.
I see
you keeping up with the number now.
No, I put week 21. I forgot to adjust it, but I know it's week 22. Uh-huh. Everybody, make sure you rate, review, download, subscribe to Green Legion Radio on iTunes or Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. We are also on TuneIn Radio. You can listen to episodes there by searching for Green Legion Radio. And also just download the iTunes or iHeart app. Easiest thing to do. You can listen to us from a better signal in your car. It's a lot wider, which means worldwide when you're listening to us on the app, because sometimes the signal starts to fade when you get up towards the Northeast or get a little bit further into Delaware County. We want to make sure you guys are hearing everything that we have to say, provided you guys still want to hear what we have to say. And after tonight, that might not be a whole lot. But Green Legion Radio brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, Stateside Vodka, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For more info on all your residential contracting needs, check out mcsinc-pa.com or call the office 484-202-3656. It's 484-202-3656. The neck sip. You know the whole drill, everybody. The neck sip. Wear it around your neck. Put your drink in there. You can text and drink all the time. Kavanaugh's Restaurants, Kavanaugh's River Deck, Kavanaugh's Head House, Kavanaugh's Rittenhouse. Our good friend Paul working the basement bar over there. And, of course, Kavanaugh's University City. All the beautiful ladies. We're going to way through med school and law school over at Delilah's. All City Fitness Philadelphia locations, East Market, Graduate Hospital, Logan Square, Northern Liberties, Fishtown. If you're not here and you're across the bridge, our friends over at Echelon Health and Fitness, Bucks County Baseball Company, the King of Prussia Diner, and Cherry Hill Triplex. Hollis.
Yes, sir.
What happened this week in sports history and what happened this week in Hollis history?
Well, today is June the 21st, 2021. It's the 172nd day of the year. There's only 193 of these puppies remaining. I had one event, and it holds something special to my heart. It's that in 1893, the very first Ferris wheel was opened in Chicago, Illinois. You know, I picked that because that's a deadly trap. And the deadly trap that we've been going through with these 76ers, that's the main reason. It was nothing else really prominent in sports that we wanted to talk about, but that was one thing, the Ferris wheel. And then I had some quick birthdays here.
The Anna Ferris wheel?
Yes.
What's up, Chris Pine?
Oh, what's up, Chris? I got a couple of quick birthdays here. 1947. On this day, you watch Family Ties, right?
Of course.
Meredith Baxter Burney and Michael Gross on this same day. Both of their birthdays on
really?
The same. Yeah.
Both their what?
Birthdays on the same day. Yeah. And today, also 1967, Derek Coleman.
He knows how to shoot.
And he knows how to drink like nobody's business. I'll tell you about that later.
Nice.
It's 1979, Chris Pratt.
All right.
You know who Chris Pratt is?
Of course I do.
Okay, I'll just make sure. I put that in there specifically for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so 1982, the fraud of a team that we're talking about. Today is Jesse Smollett's birthday.
Anna Faris is actually, I think, married to Chris Pratt.
Yes, she is. Yeah. But today's Jesse Smollett's birthday. You remember him, don't you?
Who?
Jesse Smollett.
Smollett.
Smollett. You're the guy who, the fraudulent police beating up. Not police beating up, but the fraudulent guys robbing him in Chicago.
No.
And it was a whole fraudulent thing.
I got to look that up.
You have to look that up. And today's story, it was the Ray Rose's last year. And I did an interview that a lot of people called me for with Derek Gunn at the end of the season. It was the last game of the season. They started asking me questions about how many heads was going to roll, and I think some people was going to get fired. I'm like, hell yes, people was going to get fired.
Right.
I was like, well, you think you come off a 3-13 season? You don't think nobody's going to get fired?
Right.
You think they're just going to let us come back? And in that time, I didn't realize how much that equates to what was going on with the Sixers. It's like what they was talking about rebuilding and rebuilding. but you left the losing coach in there, which created a losing culture, which that's why I wanted to tell that story, that part of the story, because I figured I'd kick it right to you. Because I know you have a lot to say about this, but you can't. But the, my only point in everything that we talk about tonight is when you think about the way things went, we kept a losing culture. We kept coddling people.
We're gonna talk about that. I thought that was a real interesting observation, man.
But the one thing I will tell you throughout this whole process, everybody kept saying that I was wrong. I was like, you can't just automatically start winning. You have to work at it.
Of course, and they started to build it, but they've shelved themselves every single season. And I'm going to say this right now. You can take this statement to the bank, and it's not my statement. I have to give it up to my buddy Dan. Dan and Stu over at Liberty's Parcels across the street from me. That's the white barber shop, everybody. The white man's barber shop, even though it's, you know, obviously it's two, just because it's two white guys working there.
Can they cut brothers there?
Huh?
Can they cut black guys there?
No, it's Liberty's Parcel.
Oh.
It's the place where you send everything.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you said a barbershop.
No. I said it. I think they're the white man's barbershop. Because it's two white guys, and all they're doing is talking sports and trash all day.
Okay. Yeah. I got you.
But Dan said it absolutely perfect. When I went in there earlier today, he looks at me, points over to a photo he has hanging on the wall, and he goes, "That's Glenn Rivers' fault. There's only one fucking doc in this town, and it ain't him." And there's a lot of people to blame in this scenario. But what you've found out, and this is the most troubling element, the entire equation, during the process, during the accumulation, don't give me this shit that the process was over 5 years ago. No, they were building assets, building. And your two number one picks, overall number one picks are mental fucking midgets.
One of them is.
No, they both are.
You think
Markelle Fultz isn't?
Oh, yeah. He said no one picks him.
Number one overall. I'm not talking about
Joel.
I'm not talking about Joel. I'm talking about Ben and Markelle. The two opportunities that you've had to draft at the number one spot, the only way you can make your team better, all right, because you have to be really bad to get to that spot. You have so many balls in the bag at that point. You have to be terrible. And your two number one overall picks are lame ducks. Ben, I gave you shit for so much time, and I am going to continue to do so. But there's four people literally on the firing line here. You know, you have Daryl Morey in there.
Yeah.
You know, you got to lay some of this on Glenn Rivers.
Yeah.
I'm not calling him Doc anymore. There is no.
There's only one doc.
There's only one doc in this town.
And you know the funny part about
that? Your name is fucking Glenn, as long as you're here.
You know the funny part about that is throughout this series, it was so many memes made, and the one meme that resonated to me was the meme of Doc Rivers trying to check Nate McMillan in the playoffs. Ugh. It looked just like this series went.
Really?
Oh, my God. If you see it, and I got a couple of quick ones because they are killing Ben Simmons. The internet is undefeated. That's all I'll say.
and Ben and Joel. Let's talk about we'll get to the elephant in the room. Okay. All right, and that's Ben.
Yeah. Right?
But Joel, for me, again, you've got to condition yourself better, because I don't mind you taking threes, all right? But I now know why you're taking threes. Because your ass is too tired to go the length of the fucking court to get under there. There is not a single person
that can stop you
on the fucking Hawks team that can stop you. And you're sitting at the top of the key. All right. We didn't shoot that well. We weren't shooting that well. Where do I want you? Down low, picking up garbage, coming up, slamming, taking fouls all day. Make yourself known. You are dominate.
Yeah.
Dominate.
And the one thing that I will say that I agree with what he said during his interview. I don't know if you I watched those other games. Dude, we got raped officiating.
I'm not doing it. No, I'm not going there. I don't know.
You know what? I'm not.
We lost this fucking series because of Ben Simmons.
We lost the series. That game, the tide turned when we had one free throw by a starter only in the fourth quarter of one game. And they were getting half.
They let them play.
They was touching the hairline on that kid.
I'm not going. We're not doing it.
It was bullshit.
Tank.
Point blank.
No, and you know that's 2 point blanks today. You get four more. Mm-hmm. That's it. All right. No, we're not going there. Mm-hmm. All right. Fact of the matter is this team is better, but they didn't play better. All right. Now, here's the fact. They might just be a better regular season team. But they don't have enough ice in their veins to get there. Now, Joel, that's my problem with Joel. All right. 7-2. All right. Get under the fucking under the rim. Get under the basket. Capella? Solomon? Neither one of these guys. Yeah, and we'll get to the fact that they let the daywalker fucking kill him last night. All right. But in no way, shape, or form is there anybody on that team that can beat you. Joel, you have a size mismatch with everybody.
And
you have to get better conditions so that you can play four quarters. Right now, you can play three and a half.
No, he's on a torn meniscus, but what I was going to say
is, I don't want to hear the torn meniscus has nothing to do with him running up and down the court.
It's your knee. But
he's fine.
No, he wasn't. But
I'm not going with that either.
He
asserted his dominance when he wanted to.
You know, I would agree totally with you if he hadn't been scoring 30 plus points a game.
Huh?
I would agree totally with you if he hadn't been scoring the way he was scoring.
Scoring in the beginning.
Yeah.
And he was dragging at the end. I'll pull those stats. Diaz sack for tomorrow. Hey, sack, right? Point blank. We talked to Tank about his use of point blank 40 times during last week's show, the Irving Fryer. So he's got to come up with a couple other phrases. He has a quota of point blanks he can use.
I got a few other ones I can use because I can use bottom line.
Good. I get it. But you can't go bottom line point blank or you use two. We're gonna exponential it. Sack, make sure that somebody gets statistics for Joel Embiid's shooting percentage from the field, first quarter versus fourth quarter.
Right,
I'd love to see that.
And you know, the only difference between that what it's going to be is they made adjustments and started hacking the shit out of him. They was doing that.
Then get to the foul line, put him in trouble.
But they're not calling it. No, that was a telltale to me.
Joel was not making a case for himself when he was bull rushing and getting called on those offensive fouls putting his elbow.
You know why he was bull rushing? Because you're not calling anything in the first place.
Calling against him.
Yeah, they were calling against. Say it again. Say it one more time. They were calling against him, and that's it. You can't the discrepancy in free throws. Dude, come on. You can't tell
Chris Sack. Why the fuck are you on Facebook, dude? You don't listen either.
If you look at the discrepancy in free throws, you just said one thing that I'm going to throw back up in your face. You said we were the better team, right?
On paper,
yeah. So how the hell did the Atlanta Hawks not foul anybody in our starting lineup until the fourth quarter?
Well, okay.
Somebody has some money on the game, and I'm not talking
your
about
point
you.
Guard's not driving the net.
It was other fouls.
Your point guard's not driving the net.
It was other fouls that should have been called. We had guys on the ground, dude. Come on.
You know what?
And I don't.
No, 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 no.
And that's not.
I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you take over the show here with that bullshit officiating. It's out. Don't bring it up.
It's not why we lost, though.
They should have won. They should have won. I am all about blaming officials, but not this time around, man. Not this time around. Ben Simmons, ready?
Right.
Did not take a fourth quarter shot in the last four games. Oh my God. Did you hear that, everybody? Ben Simmons did not take a fourth quarter shot in the last four games. Ben, bye.
But tell me this. You I know you got some stats there. Tell me how many shots he took before that.
I don't have that statistic. You don't have,
well, I'll tell you. He took.
Why are you calling me out? You didn't even read the fucking run sheet.
No. I'm thinking you. I know you're thorough. But it's not to call you out because it's simple.
He had the word. I'll tell you what he had.
0 for 2, 2 for 2, two, and it was just like that was it. He only took like 2 or 3 shots per game.
No. He was taking some shots in the beginning of the series. Yeah, definitely was.
Yeah, that was the
definitely
that,
was. That was until the until
that was a 2 for 2.
No, I think in the first game he put up 12 or 14. We'll leave the boys from thank you, Sack Attack. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Raheem, get over to YouTube, dude.
Sorry, Pooh. Go over to
I sent the link.
Yeah, he sent the link. Go over to the Green Legion.
Is Pop's in the room?
I don't know. He's probably working still.
Raheem just said, "Hey, Samandrick." He's calling you, Samandrick.
No, Pop's probably in the room somewhere right now. Because him and Pops go back and forth about baseball, basketball.
Zach, we know that one. We're gonna get to that. All right, your head's out. It's gone. It's fucking whacked. All right, you got a clear path dunk, and you give the ball to Thybulle, and he gets mauled. Did you hear the interview with Joel? He goes, Joel, when do you think the tide turned?
Yeah.
Well, when we had an open shot and only got 1 point out of it, which had to have been a hit. It had to have been a little bit of a punch.
Damn right, it's a punch. He's down in my.
And you know what? You hear so much about coexisting and these two, and you know what? 4 years later, if you're still doing that, if you're still 5 years later, if you're still. But dealing with the fact that these two can't coexist, there's a fucking problem.
You know what? If they could coexist, if somebody was pulling their fucking weight, and Shaq said that he would have punched him out. I know Shaq wouldn't have punched nobody out because nobody wants that type of heat. It's like when you think about it, you might have wanted to kick his ass because he's got all ability in the world and he won't do anything with it. And it's
I don't think he has the work ethic, and we know he doesn't have the heart.
Yeah, I think it's hard to pump a Kool-Aid right now.
Well, I just think about this. Yeah, all right. You every year, even at LSU,
mm-hmm.
all right, even at LSU, I wish when HBO did that documentary that it said, hey, Ben, pick a fucking hand. All right. But even at LSU, all right, so 6 years now, 6+ years, this kid has not had a jump shot. At what point did you not think that was going to come back to haunt you?
You know when he had a jump shot? If you go back and look at the summer league. He was shooting like I was like,
of course.
I was
there's like, no pressure in the like, summer league.
They showed some summer league footage of him. I was like, who the hell is that? Who is that taking that jumper? And it's like and somebody said it best. It was I can't remember who said it, but they were like, you remember the kid Trey Young? He was 3 of 20. He kept firing up. He kept firing up. You play basketball. You're supposed to shoot. Somebody was talking about you don't get a max contract to be a defender and a defender and a rebounder. You get a mid-range contract. He's like, he was on the all defense team. Yeah, well, his defense did not get us to victory.
Here's some other first of all, for all those that defended Ben Diaz from the beginning, and as long as you have Diaz, what's the line from Stewie? I hate saying I told you so. Wait, what am I saying? I absolutely love saying I told you so. Embiid had 8 turnovers.
Yes.
That's
it's just red as ugly head again.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. Tobias Harris, 8 for 24 last night.
Ah, damn.
That's a rough fucking number.
Yeah, but you know.
It shouldn't be that because Ben should have had 8 to 10 of those shots.
And I like that. See, I would never fault him for that because he's being aggressive, and that's what we were preaching to him to be aggressive. And if one guy's not going to shoot, somebody's got to take over that sucker. And I don't mind him doing that because sometimes he will go off, but he wasn't going off that night. But Ben wasn't going off nowhere either.
Ben, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you this right now, man, dude, you're better off ollieing the basketball up there from Hoosiers. Ollie, fucking underhanded it. No. Seriously, underhanded. I don't care. Get in the bucket.
What's the most useless thing on this earth?
Ben Simmons.
No, no.
Oh.
His shooting sleeve.
Shooting sleeve.
Nice. And that was one of the memes out there. It was like, if you think you're useless, look at Ben Simmons is wearing a shooting sleeve.
Did you also see Glenn Rivers? There's no more Doc. Everybody, Philadelphia, nationwide, worldwide. You do not deserve the nickname in this town. You are Glenn or Coach Rivers. That's it. And you barely deserve the distinction of coach. All right.
There is
only one Doc in this town, and it is not you, sir.
Dr. Julius Irving.
Doc Rivers avoided this question in the postgame press interview about whether or not he thought Simmons was the point guard of their future. He goes, I can't answer that.
You want to know why? And that, you know what that told me?
That told me
that Ben wanted to sit Ben down, but they won't let Maxie. Maxie is the man.
I would have rather seen Maxie start these last two games.
When Ben didn't show up in that third game, or that third sit or fourth game. Yeah, that's what did I say?
Hey Ben, I love you coming off the bench, baby.
But what did I say when I was kept on using the phrase that I was using, in which I would not use because I only have three left? I said sit his ass down, sit Ben down, because if you don't have a fear of it's the same thing that we've been talking about. When a player does not have the fear of getting benched, that he just continues to go on the road that he's going on, and nothing's going to change. You know, the fear brings out the best in all of us. You know why most guys back in, and I hate saying back in my day.
Some people live for the moment.
Well, yeah, but some people try to live for the moment. But if you don't have that fear of them pulling your ass and have you standing next to the coach and looking like a jackass, then you'll continue to roll down the road and think everything is peachy king.
Right.
So that's what
I, real quick, I want to make sure we send shout out to, I hope I got this right. David Harris, congratulations, your daughter's graduation.
Yeah, it was last week. D Harris, what's up? D Harris was D Harris, he was posting a lot of the memes.
he is a reservoir of memes.
Between you and him.
You got the black bookends of memes, Bo.
Well, see, he was posting the ones that are, I'll say in the immortal words of Rick James, cold-blooded.
Seriously, between the
two. He was cold as ice.
Between the two of you, it's amazing.
He got the Ben Simmons one. That was the one I got from the useless arm sleeve.
By the way, you know what else pissed me off? All right, and we're going to talk about my pride statements, too, that I made on last week's show, because I heard somebody give me some grief about it, and I'm going to clear that up real fast.
I thought you were talking about the Rapino lady?
I'm talking about the being able to celebrate that Pride Month is over.
We still got like a few days.
I know. But I said in July. Remember we went through? But Simmons.
Right.
Only asshole wearing a mask in the post-game press conference.
And he brought back the light skin eye roll. You know, I just said it's above your head. Light skin eye roll.
No, I don't know.
You know what that means? So you have to once again, my boy D Harris, he posted it. So it's his with his mask on, and somebody asks him a question, and he does this, rolls his eyes. We equate that to bitchery.
You have the best home record in the NBA this year. Or at least in the East. I don't know if it was NBA, but I know it was at least in the East. And you lose to the Hawks in Game 7.
Man.
Now, the Hawks had the best record since the break.
I know. Since Nate McMillan took over.
But I just don't see it. I can't look at that. Obviously, Trae Young. Mm-hmm. You know, Trae Young's a stud. He's going to be somebody you got to watch out for a long time.
But those other guys were killing us.
I don't get it.
They were
not only have the best home record,
right,
but you're the best defense. Where the fuck was it? Where was it? I maybe there's changes coming with these fouls that Trey was able to encourage.
Yeah, that was crappy.
Crappy, but hold on. Let's go to the room here.
Okay, go to the room for a second.
Let's see. What do we got? David Harris. Mm-hmm. Diaz is fired. Jamie Hollenbach. Can we say Hollis's phrase for him?
That, you know,
point blank. Everybody else said, but a sack attack comes in with a point blank. Utah was number one home record.
Okay,
thanks,
okay.
Adam.
Thanks.
Simmons probably passed on his COVID shot, too. Thanks, Steve Singer. When bitch-ass Trae Young struggles from the floor like that, got to capitalize. Adam Gilmore, yeah. Correct. Let's see here.
3 of 24.
David Harris, I want to say that Green Legion is way better than WIP. Coming out of nowhere, that, coming over the top.
That's my dog.
Let's do this. We'll
take a quick
break. Let's take a quick break.
I need a Bud Light.
Yeah, I need to get a beer, too.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break, a quick song break here.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. You guys, don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere. We're back to, what do we call this? Unleash the Fury.
Unleash the Fury.
Unleash the Fury, Mitch.
We're not going to go too much Sixers. When we'll we come back, we let the boys do that tomorrow. I know they're chomping at the bit, and I don't want to take any of their fury.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha Ross, play good music. Let's see. Sam, why don't you do me a favor and shake your moneymaker? We'll be back on Bud Light Green Legion Radio, brought to you by MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, right after this. Bud Light Get Tagged Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. To the room, Russ Taylor. I swear if I see Simmons killing it in the Olympics and dropping points and making free throws, I will stop him at the airport. Adam Gilmore, we could say it. Trae Young is a cut muffin.
Yeah, he was. I saw that earlier. I want to give you the pleasure of saying that.
I don't mind saying it.
Yeah, good things. Might as well.
And on that note, just because, because I'm not afraid to say what we want to say around here.
Okay.
Pride Month being over. Let me tell you about Pride Month for me.
Okay.
I don't care. I never cared. I don't care. And when I say I don't care, I'm ambivalent. I've never cared. If you look, gay people, transgendered people, and I think everybody's weird, so don't think you're on a, but I think people that like feet are much weirder than you.
Oh god, yeah. Oh,
all right. I just don't care. Gay marriage, hey, guess what,
have at it.
If you want to be fucking miserable with the same person the rest of your life, you can do it just like some of these other dumbasses. I could care less. And the problem that I have these days is that all of it is in my face.
Yeah.
And I am a white male. So guess what? You guys don't want stereotypes? White males are getting stereotyped left and right. I get looks. I don't care. I don't care what you like. I don't care about what your sexual orientation or your parts are. Have at it, man. Have at it. Not for me. Yeah. Have at it. Do your thing.
Me and Lonnie want to know when heterosexual month is.
Yes. David Harris, Ben Simmons will be working at Burger King. As people, you want fries with that?
No, I wouldn't trust him with my fries. He might keep them.
Jamie, I'll shake my moneymaker for you. let's see. Rivers just said Ben not playing in the Olympics. Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he don't need to play in the Olympics. That's embarrassing.
When is straight? Thank you. Yep. My thing is, don't be an asshole. That is the key to life. Exactly.
Yes, Russ.
There are white assholes. There are black assholes. There are Asian assholes. There are Muslim assholes. There are gay assholes. There are straight assholes. As long as you're not an asshole, I don't give a fuck.
My motto is my motto has always been they're shitty human beings to this point blank. And that cuts into everybody.
Bottom line,
either you're a shitty human being or you're not. Either you have a conscience or you don't. You know the difference between right and wrong.
Everybody's fucking human.
Exactly.
That's all you have to remember.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everybody's human. Yes. And if you live by some credo,
yes,
or some derivative of that credo, then good, man.
Yeah.
You're good. I don't have a problem with you. No, guess what? You want to know? You want to know about sexual assault? I'll tell you about that. Try being 190 pounds when I was sexy. Living in South Beach and walking by the Palace Bar at 11th and Collins, or 12th and Collins.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and Palace Bar is right by the gay beach.
Right.
Now I don't even think you call it a gay beach, but they still, you know, fly their flags between 11th and 12th Street. as a single guy walking past the Palace bar, got groped left and right. So much so I had to start going around the place. So
it's like, it's like Step Brothers. You had to take a different route.
Russ Taylor, white males don't get stereotyped. Just ask my friends Chet and Wyatt.
That's a good one.
Oh, that goes up for a little while, Russ. Oh, guys. Yeah.
Chet and Wyatt.
Yeah. It's. Let's close the book on this thing.
Yeah, let's
there's 34.2% free throw percentage, worst ever in the postseason, Ben. Worst ever.
In NBA history, yes.
NBA history.
Probably in any history.
And like I said last week,
yep.
I don't even care if we lose anymore. Losing for Philadelphia is almost an inevitable element at this point. I just don't want to be an asterisk. And here you go, Ben. Guess what? You gave us another asterisk on the way out.
And it wasn't a good one.
No. Well, no. I just don't want to be, I don't want to be the team that Emmitt Smith puts up the most rushing yards in one fucking game. I don't want to be the Philadelphia 76ers when Ben Simmons shoots 34.2% from the free throw line against the Atlanta fucking Hawks. This series is different. Like Diaz said on Thursday, if you just hit your season average, which was 60.
Wow.
You were twice as bad.
Yeah, twice as bad.
In the postseason that you were in the regular season, and that is pathetic.
Twice baked potatoes.
Got anything you want to say on the Sixers before we move on?
No, we just move on because they were totally disappointing. It disappointed me to the point where it's like I don't have anything to say. I don't even have anything to say about it.
We're gonna win with chicken parm sandwiches. That's right. Tell Clamash I said what's up. Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, I mean it was and I you could kind of see it coming because you could kind of see the body language, and I was like,
oh God, he was a deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
And then
when he didn't dunk and he passed the ball off, I was like, "Yep, it's time to hit the old dusty trail."
Yeah. Time to hit that old dusty trail.
Yeah. So,
should we play it? I don't know if I can get away with it during Pride Month.
No, that wouldn't. I don't know.
There once were two cowboys out alone, out on the trail, and they discovered they could sleep with another male. Now they're having butt sex.
Cowboy
butt sex. Thank you, Peter Griffin. We appreciate that. So on a lighter note,
yeah,
your fighting Phils went 2-4 on the West Coast trip, man. And I'm sure Zach will get into that this Sunday on Bud Light Baseball Brunch
and tomorrow, a little bit tomorrow too. You know the jacked up thing. I was watching. I watched him just like kind of like Zach does, but he probably watched him with a closer eye. But they just was pissing me off with the inconsistency.
Is hockey still going on?
It's I think we're not playing anymore, so I don't really watch it.
I could care less.
But it was actually, I take that back. I did watch it. It was a couple of games.
I know the Las Vegas is still in it.
And the Islanders in Tampa Bay, their series is real good.
All right.
As the one guy he laid out to stop a goal. It was sweet. It's what teams are made of. Right. It's Tampa Bay team.
Laying out.
Yes. But what I can say about our fighting field.
Keenan.
Oh, Keenan, what's happening?
Hold on. No, he's been in here already, but Ben Simmons' initials says it all. BS.
Bullshit.
Oh, wow.
But when you look at our fighting fields, I think we're looking for some consistency.
Absolutely.
I was like, how about winning a few games in a row? Go on a win streak. We're right now we're 34-35. In second place, four games out of first place.
I was listening to Sean Brace on the Daily Ticket here on Fox Sports in Philadelphia today before coming in. Mm-hmm. And I see, you know, he's on fire. He's livid.
Yeah.
He is absolutely livid. And I sent him a text and he read it on the air. And I said, He goes, I'm tired of this. I'm tired. I go, hey, Sean, I know you're tired, but don't worry. You get to watch a mediocre baseball team for the next three plus months, and you get to watch a football team rebuild. Hey, get excited now.
I think the football team will be a little bit more exciting than what we're watching now.
So let's talk about that for a hot second.
Yeah.
Because part of the rebuilding is is going to be getting rid of your superstar tight end, Zach Ertz.
Getting rid of old trash. Getting rid of, the, quote unquote, your elephant in the room.
Yeah, the elephant in the room. Ertz still on the trade block, still rumors. However,
he hasn't shown up to any of the mini camps either. So
we are we're finding out now, of course, later. You get the inside information and it starts popping up. Guess who? Guess who's screwing up the Zach Ertz trade? Oh, yeah. Shocker. Howie. Multiple teams called and word spread that a blockbuster trade was imminent, but Philadelphia wouldn't lower its high asking price, confident that holding him until the 2021 NFL draft would create a bidding war. Once again, a trade never materialized.
You want to know why?
Because he's an idiot.
He's, not only is he an idiot, you're supposed to strike while the iron is hot. You got a guy who's coming off of not a great season.
They tried to move him during the season before the trade deadline.
Yeah, but he wasn't having a good season.
Doesn't matter. You still. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's easier to move him if he's doing well. And to get what you're asking for.
And I'm getting a little tired of Howie overvaluing players.
Yeah, because he was doing the same thing with Carson. But nobody, you only have one team. And I think the Buffalo Bills are currently the only team that want Howie right now.
No, they want Zach.
My bad. and I think they're the only ones that want him right now.
I agree with you.
Because they're looking for, they went out and they got another couple of receivers, but they're missing that pass catching guy at tight end.
I saw that. There's a storm coming. Yes, there is. And if the power goes out, yay, we get to finish early tonight. somebody did have an interesting trade scenario that I read on SportsNaut.
Okay.
And I hate this because this is a WIP special, mm-hmm. You know, where, hey, let's see how many dumb fucking trade
trade scenarios.
Oh, I'd do that. I'm sure you would. That's why you are a forklift operator. But
different trade scenarios. Go ahead.
Well, guess who's coming off a Pro Bowl season and he's healthy and Arizona needs a tight end. That might be Jordan Hicks.
Yeah,
Jordan wants out of Arizona.
But he wants out because they drafted the kid out of Tulsa who's a man child. I wanted him. I wanted him bad. He's a tackling machine, and you can put him everywhere. So he's this but the Buffalo, they just did something. They got an extra pick by trading somebody, and I think that some people were thinking that they were loading up to get Zach Ertz. Because
I told you, Fanny, bring me everyone.
What do you mean everyone?
Everyone!
Thank you, the professional. Thank you, Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman, I love him. He's a good actor.
He's good. I want to spend more time on the Eagles, but I don't. And I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on Thursday. Just so you guys know, Irving Fryer will be back with us this Thursday.
Awesome.
Continuation of the show that we started last week. So good, excellent interview.
Great.
Cool dude.
Yeah.
And he will be joining us in Vegas this year along with Hollis and Leto.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah, definitely awesome sauce there.
What do you want?
What's on your mind? I don't know what I want to do.
What's on your mind?
I don't want to listen to Diaz say it because I'm just looking at this linebacker depth chart here.
I know what you're thinking, and I would love that. But it's like I would love that trade too.
Alex Singleton and Davion Taylor. Davion Taylor is your backup middle linebacker right now. That's what you have on this team. That's your backup.
But yeah, linebacker. I don't think this is an accurate depth chart because I don't think all the players that they got are on there. So.
I think it is. Your linebackers right now, well, they don't who's the kid they brought over from Minnesota?
Wilson.
Right.
He's on there?
No. See? Yeah, Eric. No, he is. So you got Alex Singleton, Wilson, and Sean Bradley.
Wilson.
Another Sean. Really? Do we have to have another Sean Bradley?
No, he's good. He's out. Yeah, the University of Temple.
One thing you're gonna know.
Yeah, he's good.
But he could also never gonna be healthy.
Nah, he's actually pretty good.
So Davion Taylor, T.J. Edwards, and Gennard Avery are your backups right now, and you have Rashad Smith, who is backing up everybody.
I'm going to say Eric Wilson is going to be the starter because he knows Gannon's defense. So I feel like he's going to be the starter.
Of course, but you're still, I don't know. I just look at it.
I need to see these guys play in it and see them in preseason. And I'll get to go to some practices and stuff and see how things are flowing. Because the one main thing that I like to see when I watch in practice, who commands the huddle? Is there miscommunication? Because if there's miscommunication, we are totally screwed. Because it's like miscommunication is a touchdown going. It's a touchdown going on. The main thing that I learned from Jim and Tommy Jim Johnson and Tommy Brazier was communicating. But it's communicating to the entire defense. That's why I tried to know what everybody on the defensive line did. I tried to know what gap that everybody was going to go in, because I needed to know what I could do, what I could and could not do. And and in doing that, just learning that from those guys, it made me a better player.
Sorry about that. Technical difficulties for just a hot second. Hey. By the way, Russ Taylor, I was thinking about that too.
What's that?
Very interesting. Congratulations, NBA.
Yeah.
You have Milwaukee and Atlanta in the finals in the East, where you could have had Brooklyn and Philadelphia.
Yeah, it was the officiating was historically horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. Let's do this. I'm going to take another very, very, very quick short break. 3 minutes. When we come back, we're going to have some fun, everybody. Are we going to have some fun? As a matter of fact, I just need the break to set up what I want to do here.
I won't even be leaving
video here.
I thought you were going to play something for the break to give them a sneak peek of what's going to transpire.
No, we're going to play a little Q-tip.
Vibrant thing?
Yes.
Good thing.
But we're going to do that real quick. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to love what happens when we come back. It is going to be fun as hell. Fun as hell. Bud Light, Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, go to mcsinc-pa.com. Mention the Green Legion to get 10% off your entire order. Tank and I be back in 3 minutes. All right, everybody. I forgot that song stops. There's no fade out on that song. Bud Light, Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. All right, everybody, we've been talking about doing this for a little while, and we wanted to go over some of the best interviews ever. On YouTube.
Now, when you say the best.
Funniest.
Funniest to cynical people? Sorry. That's my evil laugh.
Funny to us.
Yes.
Funny to us. And I got to preface this, and Tank and I were talking about this before the show. Hey, my black friends out there, man, you guys know how to fucking interview.
Big time.
I'm not going to lie. You are so much funnier than white people or anybody else on the planet when it comes to some of these interviews. And I would bet 7 of the top 10 that we have here, 7 or 8, are black interviews.
It's only a couple of white guy interviews, and I don't even know if you got them. They just went all totally off.
We can always do part two.
It's probably going to have to be a part two.
We might have to have a part two next week, but let's get this rolling right now. We're just going to have a little bit of fun here, everybody. We're going to play the audio for some of these interviews. We hope you enjoy. We hope you laugh with us. Here's the first one. This one's called Zombie Kid Likes Turtles.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right.
Wow.
Here we go. One more time. You can see what this kid looks like.
I mean, it's amazing.
He looks dumber than a bag of
What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're great zombie.
She doesn't even know what to say.
I know.
I like turtles. Let's see. 68 million views on that interview. But let's not stop there.
There's no stop there.
The tornado took my hamburger, fries, and a drink.
Mm-hmm. Through Northwest Jackson to toss cars and 18-wheelers around and destroyed homes. 16 WAPT's Meg Pace was there right after the storm.
What was going through your mind?
I don't know. I'm finna die.
Eric Hubbard was sitting in a friend's car eating lunch when Friday's tornado came barreling toward them.
It was spinning and it got big going up. Dog, and he hit the ground and kept coming up. I was finna get the car run in.
Hubbard thought about making a run for his house, but his friend talked him out of it.
And I was scared. I was finna eat a hamburger. It took it. And I don't even know where it's at.
It took your hamburger out of your hand.
Fries and drink. I don't know where it's at.
Hold on, I never heard that one before.
The best part
took
is
my hamburger. I don't even know where it's at.
My fries, my drink. I don't know where they are. Well, it's a good start. It's a good start. We're not done.
Continue,
this one's
sir.
Tough to understand too. This is apparently whistles or horns
okay.
that these people are installing in cars in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
This is fun too. Let's go.
Tell me about the whistles.
The whistles got woo.
It sounds like what?
When you want a woo woo, it's that woo woo. You know what I'm saying? Then you got the flows. They didn't trip out the flow masses.
That decoration, man. It's just for decoration. That's it. And that's all, man. We do it for decoration.
You have it on your car?
Yeah, I got it on my car.
It was being installed on their car. Some neighbors were saying way too loud.
That's only in the morning. You're supposed to be up cooking breakfast or somebody, and so that's like an alarm clock.
Hell no.
That's only in the morning.
Only in the morning. You're supposed to be up cooking breakfast around that time.
All right. Here we go. It doesn't stop, everybody.
It doesn't stop.
I dropped my hot pocket.
Oh, God.
The Blytheville Police Department is looking into 7 new shootings that took place over the span of about 12 hours. The shootings happened at various streets, including East Rose and South Franklin. Two of the homes had children inside at the time. Robert Moss and Miranda Jackson live around East Rose and say they were shocked when they first heard those shots.
I just kept hearing it. I'm ducking and everything. In the house, I got scared. I dropped my hot pocket. like I heard it's like they were firing back and forth at each other. I was like, man, what does that sound like? A firecracker at first.
I dropped my hot pocket.
I suppose you did, but you heard shots fired.
We're not done yet.
Okay.
We got plenty more. We got 6 more to go here.
Come on.
We're here at the line where people are doing it the old fashioned way. They're just filling out bubbles here. I want to turn some of these people around and ask you guys, sir, can I ask you what your lucky numbers are?
I'm going to pick 14, 24, 2, 7, and 15.
Oh, those are your lucky numbers. Can I tell you what? Do you know your chances of winning?
Slim to none.
Slim to none. You're right. Let me tell you, it's 1 out of 292 million. What do you think about that?
I knew it.
You knew it. Your numbers are lucky, though. Am I right?
I hope so.
Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh, okay. We were hoping for a different answer. That's probably not the answer that we're looking for.
Ah, hell no. Let me see if my boy made it. Which one? Let me see. Keep going.
Keep
going.
Hookers and cocaine, everybody. Yep. Hookers and cocaine. All right. The building is on fire is coming next.
Okay.
And I just there, you know, when we had Zoom, we could show.
Right. We could show everything.
Just this big ass M&M jacket. And I'm not talking about.
No, he's talking about regular M&M's.
M&M's. Like, yeah. She has this huge red M&M that takes up almost all of her body. Here we go. Building's on fire, everybody.
My friend came to the door. She said, I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast. And she said, hey, something wrong. It's popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs. She come out her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. No, what? I got my 3 kids and we bounced out. We ain't going to be in no fire. Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
I said, what?
Just seeing her is hysterical.
Do you have any celebrity ones?
No. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's number two.
Okay.
All right. But can't forget. Can't forget. All right. Leprechaun in Alabama.
Awkward. Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun is taking up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All I got to do is look up in a tree. Who else in the leprechaun say, yeah?
Yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead who got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this. Yeah, still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy helping to direct traffic says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky black? In hopes a yep. pot of gold may be buried under yep. this tree.
And it's
I'm
like,
gonna run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
The best part is, do you know the connected scaffolding?
Right.
You know the pins?
Right.
That's what the leprechaun flute was he was holding that got passed down generations down for thousands of years. It's hysterical.
The fact that he was black, talking about he was Irish too.
Oh, that's spectacular. All right, we got three more left, everybody, and you should enjoy the hell out of them. Number three.
Resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
According to the apartment manager, the fire started in a woman's home who is wheelchair bound. She was treated for smoke inhalation at a local hospital. There were no other reports of injuries. The Red Cross is helping those families displaced by the fire.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
If you haven't watched the video remix, it's hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. Yeah, that's right, Adam Gilmore. Everybody's part Irish.
Wow.
All right. I know this is the one he's looking for.
Yes.
Number two. Welcome to Canada.
All right, welcome back. Many of you probably know that Mike Tyson, the former heavyweight champion, is in town, and he met up with Mayor Rob Ford. Well, he joins us right now with his promoter, Alex. Thanks for joining us, both of you. I'll start with yourself. Many are wondering, how did that happen, this meeting with the mayor?
I have no idea.
It's my fault again. No, at the end of the day, he is the mayor of the city. Mike Tyson is here to promote the first ever performance in Canada. And when I had Sugar Ray Leonard come to Montreal to launch the book, we went to the mayor's office. We're here. It's an habit. We go see the mayor.
And this is the first time probably in the history of Toronto where the mayor is bigger than the whole city. You know, he's the biggest celebrity than anybody in the city. Everybody wants to see the mayor. And he's a really dynamic character.
Right. So did you read up on him? You sort of follow
him? No, I didn't read up on him. I watched him on television.
Right.
In the States. And, you know, he's a big hit in the States. Big hit.
Now, some of your critics would say, you know, there's a race for mayor. We know you're a convicted rapist. This could hurt his campaign. How would you respond to that?
Hey, I don't know who said that. You don't even know how to say that. You know what I mean? And I don't have no comment to that, you know, because it's negative and you're being negative. And I met the mayor, right, and nothing they can do about it.
We actually had a really good time. We talked about George Chavallo, who's a legend in your city, great man with whom Mike spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking about
he's losing it.
Highs and lows.
So interesting that you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of shit. Hey, with that comment. Come on. No, that was a piece of fuck you. That was a piece of shit.
You know, we're doing live TV.
And I don't care. What are you going to do about it?
All right. You got a show that you're doing tonight.
We are.
You know, a lot of people.
We are.
Where it comes raw and it's the real thing.
Yeah, a lot of people
are going to be there to see your show. Just tell us a bit about it.
He's just fumbling.
Everyone saw the show.
All right. It's a Broadway production. It went to Vegas. It went to actually 28 cities in the United States. And we're really, really proud to bring it here. And we're actually going to Monaco on October 9th. We're going to be in Monte Carlo.
Right. Is it nerve-wracking for you to do something like this, or is it more nervous for you to box? How does it compare?
I don't know.
It's more nerve-wracking for me to hear us talking to a rat piece of shit like you.
We're gonna wrap up this interview. Thank you for coming in.
Fuck you.
Thank you for coming in. Fuck you.
He was scared as a motherfucker too.
If you're waiting for Tyson to come over the top.
But no, if you look at the interview, he starts getting scared. It's like, what makes you think you can just bring that bullshit up like that?
Right.
Without any repercussions.
All right, we're going to call it quits. Fuck you. And finally, everybody, and then we're going to end the show.
What you got for us?
It never gets less funny. And if you haven't watched it, you have to see it. It's still funny to listen to.
Yes, it is.
But watching it has a whole new light.
Hey, Charles, let me talk to you. I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon. You heard screaming.
Heard screaming. I meet my McDonald's. I see this girl going nuts trying to get out of her house. So I go on the porch. Okay. I go on the porch, and she says, help me get out. I've been in here a long time. So, you know, I figured it's a domestic violence dispute. So I open the door, and we can't get in that way because how the door is, it's so much that a body can't fit through, only your hand. So we kick the bottom, and she comes out with the little girl, and she says, call 911. My name was Amanda Berry.
And did you know who that was when she said that?
When she told me, it didn't register until I got the call in 911. And then I'm like, I'm calling the 911 for Amanda Berry? I thought this girl was dead. You know what I mean? And she got on the phone and she said, yes, this is me. And the detective, Cook, right here.
Pulls out his business card.
Gregory Cook says, Charles, do you know who you rescued? I said,
and when did you see Gina?
About five.
We're good.
About 5 minutes after the police got here. See, the girl Amanda told the police, I ain't just the only ones. It's some more girls up in that house. So they went up there, you know, 30, 40 deep. And when they came out, was just astonishing because I thought they were going to come up with nothing. I figured, I mean, whoever she was. And like I say, my neighbor, you got some big testicles to pull this off, bro. Because we see this dude every day. I mean, every day.
How long have you lived here?
I've been here a year.
Okay.
You see where I'm coming from?
Right.
Barbecue with this dude. Ooh. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You see where I'm coming from?
And you had no indication that there's anything.
Bro, not a clue that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will. Because how he is, he just comes out to his backyard, plays with the dogs, tinker with his cars and motorcycles, goes back in the house. So he's somebody that you look and you look away because he's not doing nothing but the average stuff. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. There's nothing exciting about him. Well, until today.
What was your reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine to see the sunlight, to be around people.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway.
Thank you very much for your time. And
either she homeless or she got problems. That's the only reason why she went to a black man.
Charles, thank you for being there, man. Charles Ramsey, neighbor, heard the screaming, took action, went.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, man. Man, we're going to have a part two because it was a couple of them. It was a couple of, I wanted you to get a couple of sports related ones.
You know, we can work on those. sports related. I just these are just
in general
standouts.
Sports related and celebrity related. It's one. Yeah. It's one that I let you listen to. Okay. I thought you were going to put on there.
No. I missed it.
Yes. I'm about to get up and do my thing.
I'll tell you what, man. Why don't you pull the interviews?
I'll try to next time.
Yeah. Just get the links and I'll take care of it. You sent them to me before. Everybody, 5-4-3-2-1 season's over.
Yep. Everyone. This one was disappointing.
Disappointing.
Yesterday was.
But we did. Tank and I just administered a new ceremony,
yep,
if you will. Whenever a team season is over, we have a steak dinner, and we had one before the show here. So, little New York strip, little asparagus and rice, seasoned perfectly. Garlic expressions, everybody.
Yep.
Free ad for garlic expressions. You can find it in your produce section.
Delicious.
It's
delicious on anything, though.
Oh, it is.
I sprinkled it on popcorn.
Garlic expressions? No. Garlic expressions was the vinaigrette on the steak.
So I thought you were talking about the seasoning.
Badia complete.
Oh, yeah.
Badia complete.
Oh, sorry. I mixed that. Garlic expression is just delicious.
It's another one. Everybody, Tank, you got anything else?
Apparently, Kenan just said, Tyson told the dude, deepest apologies.
Love it.
Hey, I know. I can't wait till Thursday to see, how Diaz is going to back out of this.
I'm going to watch tomorrow.
I'm going to watch tomorrow I'm going to watch because I've been trying to get him to just quit hedging. And I think I went off the rails last week because I'm tired of him hedging. And I know why he's hedging. I love the team too.
I get it.
But at some point, we have to.
I think he tipped off the deep end.
I hope so because
he's off the bandwagon.
Because I tipped off when they traded Brandon Davies when Brett Brown was giving him a halftime adjustments. They traded him at halftime. That's when I jumped off the rails.
Right.
But I wanted to see this through. I wanted our guys to win, but I just didn't see it.
Well, it's going to be interesting what this team looks like next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you this, you're going to have a damn difficult time trying to trade Ben Simmons and or Tobias Harris with those contracts because who wants damaged goods? Who wants damaged goods?
No, that's why I don't want to get into that because I was watching and looking and I was listening to a couple of outlets and they had some quality stuff. I hope that's what I'm gonna watch tomorrow to see if Diaz hits on it. So when I see him, I'll just tell him what they said.
I hear you.
Because it was the quality notes. It was like the one thing I'll just give you this part because it was a basic part. Everybody has a grill that they probably had or like something that you have that has some value to you. And it's like he was saying a grill. He bought $1,000 grill. He's moving it from house to house to house. Colin Hurd.
Colin Coward?
Yeah, Hurd. Was Hurd?
Colin Coward.
Is it
the Hurd? The show is the Hurd.
The Hurd. Yeah, the Hurd. I was just listening to what he said, and so he will have some value to somebody, but he can't be the man. And I was like, when he said that,
why are you gonna take that max contract for somebody that's not gonna be the man?
We do that all the time.
I guess.
And try to make somebody out of the man who should not be the man until they have to earn it.
Well,
and I know you're
late for that.
And I know you're tired of me saying that part, but
late for that.
I know.
Too late for that. It's too late.
Good things. Mazel, mazel.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here.
Everybody, Bud Light, Get Tanked Happy Hour on behalf of myself and Hollis Tank Thomas. We are powered by Green Legion Radio, and we are brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Seriously, anybody thinking about renovations, residential renovations, reach out to them. Do it at mcsinc-pa.com or call 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656. Mention the Green Legion, get 10% off, you guys. We'll see you on Thursday.
One shot. Think dog.